I don't know if it still is, but I know.
Hello, Simon.
I'm very pleased to have you once again.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good
evening. I have listened carefully about your words this evening. I am pleased that you are recalling my words from time gone about the dissolution of the churches, or the beginning of such, of the fact that young people will have a fuller part in the world to come. It is so interesting, my dear friends, that you have recalled our conversations of the past. And yes, progress may seem slow, but let me tell you, it is going at a very fast rate now.
Yes.
Human beings are listening to their inner voices. Of course they are, or there would be no change. So I thank you, my dear friends, for discussion about these matters. As we continue over this new year, I wish to say to you that you must be aware of all of the things that are happening within your medical world. Great steps are being taken in all aspects of recovery and cure. This, my dear friends, will continue. And I can tell you that there are one or two conditions which will amaze some people. That is coming up not too far in the distance. I will not tell you what they are, because I would like you to have the element of surprise. Also, I wish to tell you that there will be more discoveries from the bottom of your oceans. A little has been spoken of, but not enough. And all of these people who look into all of these matters are quite excited at the moment. Yes. Not only the oceans, but we look upward to the skies.
Yes.
There will be announcements of new stars, which is happening all the time.
Yes.
But you are not always aware of it.
No.
So, my dear friends, look out for all of these things to come, because your world is in need of them. And we will utilize and help those who are willing to help themselves.
Will these discoveries in the ocean have uses for us?
Be of our energy?
Of course. what would be the point otherwise? Of course, you will benefit from all of these things that bring new knowledge. And although I say new knowledge, of course you know it is not new.
No.
Mm-hmm.
The source of our energy, main energy, will come from the ocean.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
As well as healing.
Yes.
The water, healing.
Water is a most powerful agent. Yes.
It seems almost as though everything's accelerating at the moment with discovery of space and our planet and what goes on everywhere.
I listened to you speak about 100 years.
What a blink.
That is a blink of one eye.
Yes.
But of course, to you human beings, 100 years seems forever.
It's a lifetime.
It's a good lifetime, 100 years.
Yes. And it is becoming more the norm, more lifespan.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that is because of discoveries and medicines and attitudes of people, the changing of all of those things.
Yes.
Will we solve our pollution problem in the oceans with our plastics, Alumet, within
a little time? Been trying to help you for so many years, but just the recognition now on your planet has become much greater. I will not say at this moment that you will solve all problems, but at least you have the insight to do something about it. And with the help from our world, it should be greatly improved over time.
Good.
David Attenborough has done an awful lot to make people aware, and these animals that have given up their lives through eating plastic, that's also shocked a lot of people, I think, so that's good.
Yes. Without knowledge, you cannot change anything. That is why it is important that these people work hard to bring to you, I will say common people, but that almost seems like an insult to you. You are not common people. You are spiritual beings who want to gain more knowledge.
Yeah.
But you need people who will lead the way.
Yes.
I think people, are famous people that aren't politicians, I think the common people take more notice and find it more believable, and it's not coming from a politician, as with David Attenborough. And I think that is really helpful, because people take their heads out of the sand and realise it's up to them to do something about it, not everybody else.
But do not dismiss your government people. They, most of them, are good, kindly people who are trying to help and support others. So do not dismiss them too much. Give them the benefit of the doubt, as you would say.
I have a feeling, my feeling is that the world's waking up to the fact that we've been so greedy with our resources. 100 years ago, perhaps we were rather ignorant of what we were doing to the planet, because the Industrial Revolution was galloping ahead at the same pace as we're trying to improve what that caused, if you know what I mean. The seas were dirty then.
Yes.
With effluent and waste throughout the industrial time, and then oil. If we all remember the oil slicks, etc., during my childhood, that seemed to have been cleaned up. So the last bastion of the cleaning process, one of the last bastions, seems to be the plastic. So in such a short space of time, again, we've created the pollution, but we're also going to clear it up.
Yes.
So I think we're an amazing, our evolution and our learning has happened in such a short space of time.
And that has been the purpose of spirit to do so.
Mm.
That this past century of your time has been one of great knowledge or greater knowledge for others to use. And that is what you should be doing. But what we wish to expand now is the spiritual mind.
Mm.
The spiritual mind that will give you all details and facts which you can then utilize.
Which comes back to what we were talking about the churches as well, because
yes.
as everybody becomes closer in their spiritual thinking
yes.
and the better of the planet, then it will gallop ahead at an even faster rate. Because I presume that as you've said to us, the power of thought, if
yes.
people in this room can have power enough to heal my leg along with spirit, you imagine collectively every soul on the planet
yes.
thinking with spiritual eyes what we could accomplish.
That is why that the churches in some small way also benefit, because they come together in prayer and hope. But the problem with the religions is that they try to influence people to their way of thinking, rather than allow the people to join in with the beauty
yes.
of their singing, the beauty of unity together.
Yes.
Mm. You understand?
Yeah, totally. Yes.
They don't encourage people to go inside themselves and find their own way, because they want to tell them the way.
Yes, it is a power struggle.
Mm-hmm.
But most people today on your planet are beginning to think for themselves.
Yes.
Those of us that watched the royal wedding, he did go on a bit, bless him, but there was a pastor from America that spoke at
about
royal wedding about love.
Mm.
And I mean, that was broadcast to so many millions of people around the planet, and he was so inspiring that it made you feel as if the whole world was listening.
Yes.
Mm.
Such a small word with such a big meaning.
Yes.
Mm. Yes. And I have said to you, my dear friends, many, many times, the power of love, the power of your thought and your thinking.
Mm.
And I cannot reiterate those any more than I do.
No.
But if you always go back to love, you will not go far wrong in your lifetime.
Mm.
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 Yes.
I think you've said in the past that they'll, as these older religions gradually go, there'll be new ones. Will it be a case of far less religions, and then after a while they'll just merge into one religion for the whole planet or something like that?
This is what happens when you come to spirit. No matter what you believe, or for how long you have believed, that at a certain point in spirit your mind changes, you begin to see the truth.
Mm.
And this will apply to all religions, whether you believe that yours is the one religion or not.
Mm.
All people who come to spirit are faced with the facts that there is only one religion, and that again is love.
Mm-hmm.
It may take many lives for them to believe that, but it, I can assure you, will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Has it, we had a question that I didn't manage to put last time by Marvin Naylor, who's a musician. He's written a few songs inspired by the words in this group. But he asked about religions on other planets and whether they have the same thing, or are the planets that have already evolved to that point where there's just one religion?
Some of the planets have evolved, others have not. But it would not be the same religion as you experience here. Mm. What you experience here is for Earth people only.
Mm. I can understand that.
Mm. Yes.
Mm. And the belief systems are...
Yes.
On the planets, I would imagine. Mm.
These religions have been created by mankind on the Earth planet.
Yeah.
I would only say to you and to the gentleman that when you pass to spirit, all becomes clearer.
Mm-hmm.
But there is no doubt that upon the Earth planet, most of the religions that you know will gradually abate and many disappear. Maybe even in some of your lifetime.
It seems that some religions are getting, they're becoming more fanatic though, aren't they, instead of dying off.
I've been following the pyramids, Salim, with lots of interest. There is so much at the moment in the media, and your words are coming exactly true. Scientists now believe that extraterrestrial spiritual beings must have been involved.
Yes.
And that's really exciting to listen to. I found myself shouting at the television and my husband, Salim had told us that. So that is becoming almost mainstream now.
Yes. Eventually our influence will reach those who are able to discuss it with a wider audience.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you are correct. And of course we in spirit know that as human beings, even when you accept something, you have the problem of fear and doubt.
Mm-hmm.
It is a big a thing for you all to accept that sometimes you live your life with some little fear. I say to you all, my dear friends, let go of all fear, because there is nothing to fear.
It's pointless.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally pointless. I was looking through some, sorting out some papers the other day, and I came across something that somebody had written, and he said he was explaining what had happened when he had actually died. He died, and he said his body was beginning to go stiff or whatever, when all just was kicking in. And he all the things he said, I could well believe that was true. But he wouldn't actually have really died, would he? Because he couldn't have, his cord couldn't have broken and then been put back together again.
You are speaking about near death.
It was near death. It wasn't death.
No, until that cord is severed, you still have an attachment to the earth plane.
So all that he said he'd stopped breathing and all this, but he wasn't dead.
It is the beginning, but until the cord is severed, you are still. Let's say part human. That sounds very odd and strange, but I'm sure you understand what I am saying.
Did he feel being pushed back, Sarah? You know, pushed back to Earth.
He was just explaining all the things that happened, and then suddenly he was back in his
place. He would have returned quickly.
Mm.
Yes.
I can bring the thing if I remember, if I can find it now.
It's a fascinating.
Because do not forget that when you reach that point, the spirit has partly left the body, so you are able to describe what is happening.
Yes, that's good to it makes sense, but I hadn't even thought of it in those terms. Yes, all right.
I hope that helps.
I was thinking, would it be similar to, while you're here talking to us, you're in charge of Eileen's body. Her spirit is away at the moment. Sort of a similar situation.
She is away, but she is still connected.
Yeah.
She is being looked after by another.
Yeah.
With whom I work sometimes. But yes, her spirit is not with you at this moment.
Last week, she said she went into deeper than she thinks she's ever been, and she was crying when she came back. She didn't want to come back.
Yeah, I attended a talk recently by a lady who had an NDE, and she was very upset to have to return, partly because she was grieving for her husband and she'd met him in spirit during the NDE. But it seems quite common that people feel upset to return. Because there's so much love.
Yes, you have to experience that it is intense love. The body is dismissed, if you like, and only the pure love remains.
Yeah.
But if it is not your time, you will not come to us. You may get so far, but you will be returned. Yes. I hope that helps you.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, really.
I thank you, my dear friends, for listening to me. I have been most interested this evening to hear you repeat the teachings I have already given, which tells me that sometimes you must listen.
Yes, I've been reading them as well.
I think a lot of the things you say, Sanyamit, they ring so true that it's hard to forget. Obviously, we do forget some things, but those sort of words that you give us, I don't think we forget.
No, I think you're right, Sarah. Well, short-term memory might be quite bothersome, but when it's needed, we can recall all those important messages.
The deeper ones.
Yes.
That is why I tend to repeat them for you. Because I know the human memory is not the greatest.
Well, it will be one day. I'm sure
it has before.
Yes. I'm sure we'll get back to that.
Do you have any tips for improving our memories?
Just to go forward in love and belief that all is good when you come to our world.
I have an inkling that Alzheimer's and dementia is going to be one of the healing subjects, or the cures that are going to be spoken about.
I will leave you with your inkling.
Did you give us any time scale as to when these two things would happen?
It will happen, and you will be pleasantly surprised. And that is how I wish to leave it.
Just curious to know how long it's going to be. Because if it's dementia, I'll catch it from
the As human beings, you are very clever at trying to maneuver what I am saying.
Doesn't work though, does it?
Thank you.
But it's also quite nice for us to record these feelings.
Yes.
So that we can gain little bit of our own proof, I suppose, because human beings are very nosy, and we're very, well, even though we believe, we still like to receive proof all the time, don't we?
Yes, well,
we do indeed.
There is nothing wrong with that.
No, and we still get excited when you know it in your heart of hearts, you know it in your mind, etc. But it's when it's presented to you as fact, we still go, oh yes, we knew that.
Yes.
Or,
well, as I have said from the very beginning of our coming together, whatever you cannot accept, do not accept it.
Mm.
I have always said that to you.
We have indeed. Yeah.
If you do not believe my words, then let them go. But
I don't think there's one of us here, is there, that hasn't
that's what attracted
like that, who's not believed. Mm.
That's what attracted me in the beginning to this group, because there was never any pressure to be here or to believe or anything. It was just purely when we were ready for it. So yeah.
Yes.
The other thing,
and that is the best teacher, that when you feel you have learned, then that is the right time.
And we can enter the room and our egos disappear.
They should.
Yeah. We've mentioned that lots of times, haven't we?
Yes.
I know I have with Lillian sat next to you, that our egos just disappear.
Yes.
We're just one.
You must open up your mind, of course, but you must let the ego go. Yes, that is imperative. And we like when we come together and come to agreement. Yes.
Lovely.
Now.
Beautiful evening. Thank you.
I thank you for your questions and discussions.
Thank you for the answers.
Yes.
Thank you for the wisdom.
I hope at least I have brought some clarity to what you have been talking about.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
So, my dear friends, until we come together again, I will leave you as always cloaked in my love.
And
yours of spirit.
Thank you.
Thank you.